When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, is it bad etiquette to ask people to move off the dance floor so you can do the worm? How did you know I can do the worm? I've not done the worm in ages.
Can you do the worm?
Do you want me to do it now?
No,
I think I'm not, because I'm in a new shacket.
Are you?
Thanks for noticing, and I don't want to get crap all on it. But yeah, that used to be my party trick. I could do the worm.
Wow.
Can you do the worm?
No.
Okay. Can you do the worm? Scotty Too Hotty?
Sorry?
It was the wrestler that used to do the worm on WWF.
Was he big into saving the pandas?
No, it's WE now.
Oh, right. Anyway.
And are tie-dye trousers tasteful?
No.
Christ. That's what, it'll be in a tie-dye half-zip next.
I used to have a tie-dye beanie baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the ones you used to do Bible stories with?
Yep. I think the tie-dye beanie baby was probably Mary of Nazareth. I can't remember.
But what's the difference between Mary of Nazareth, Mary, the Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene?
Well, Mary Magdalene...
I always thought Mary Magdalene and the Mary were the same person.
No, very, very different.
She washed his feet on cross, didn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
Sorry, Jesus.
Yeah.
So where did
the Virgin Mary is Jesus' mother.
Yeah. So where did Mary Magdalene come from? Was she a friend of his?
I don't know where she came from, Prestwich. I don't know. But she was the one who washed the feet, and Jesus was very compassionate towards, because she had a job she may or may not have wanted to do. We'll get Tom the Vicar on. We'll ask him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I need to tell you about Tom the Vicar, actually.
Okay. And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usually lagging the ants, are we, William Hanson? The UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not.
You get your own pissing pen.
Right.
Sorry. You know what I'm like with my stationery? Sorry, that was really harsh. Sorry.
No, we're not, Jordan.
Oh, don't. You make me feel bad now.
No, we're not Jordan North, radio presenter, television presenter, writer.
Thank you very much.
I'm more can of film, you're more can of beans. And that's from Chris.
Very good. Cannes of film.
Well, yeah, but you say the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, do you not say Cannes?
No.
Can we just start by saying...
Well, you can if you want.
You are such a bad influence.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Because we've talked about this cafe that's downstairs where we record the podcast. It's the best cafe ever. We've not had a bad meal there.
Literally everything is hit after hit.
It's fantastic. You can have anything, like the toast, the... any meal is fantastic there. You had the...
It's non-stop hits. It's like listening to Capital.
We're obsessed with the brownies there. We're obsessed with the brownies there. We've not had any in January because we were being good.
Mm.
And William came over and bought 2 brownies, so I've just had a massive brownie.
And I have also asked them if they could get another one ready for when we're finished.
Oh, you actually. You're worse than my mum. She's a feeder. She constantly feeds
me. I'm not feeding you, I'm just feeding me.
Yeah, but you know I'm going to have some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shall we do the G&D?
Yes.
You pour the Debonair. And it's, of course, you're not doing your giant...
Oh, you've had a good week.
Launched a book. Calls to celebrate.
Oh, yes, Joe, we've been at it like rabbits.
You've had a good week as well.
You've had a good week, aye? Christ, come on. He said, I've signed a new book deal. I said, how much? He told me. I jumped on the settee. I broke that, but it doesn't matter.
You finished?
That's like listening to your dad having a wee at morning, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Because they go like this, they go...
Why are you listening to your father urinating?
Because, unlike you, we didn't have an ensuite in our house. And my dad would get up in the morning And dads, Peter Kay talks about this, when you dads piss for ages and then you think they've stopped and they'll start again.
Right. Well, I'd like to toast Tallulah.
Did your dad ever used to come over and piss over you when you were at the toilet?
Absolutely not.
You know, like...
Absolutely not.
No, mind him, but would he nudge out the way?
No.
Would he not?
No.
Okay.
This is for Tallulah, who messaged us on Instagram saying she was stressed because it was her exam period. So to Tallulah, to any other students currently sitting exams, good luck, break a leg, break a nib, do the best you can.
Tallulah, don't worry, I didn't do very well in exams and look, I've turned out all right.
Tallulah, work as hard as you can because otherwise it's this.
I did, yeah.
You probably did all right. That said, can you remember what you got? I can't.
Yeah. The highest was in food technology.
Was it?
Yeah, I got a B.
And yet you still produce corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Lula and everyone.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss, or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
Well, obviously, we won't go on about it, but last week was lovely because we launched the book. We announced the book. Thank you again for all the messages. It has been a
wonderful week.
Yes.
Sinking in now that we're writing a book. Also quite stressful to think, shit, we need to write a book.
Yes, we've got a hard deadline.
Yes, we're meeting up every Tuesday and Thursday to write the book at the moment, aren't
yes.
we? I see you more than my own brothers.
I see you more than my brother.
Yeah, I suppose that's like with any job. You see your colleagues more than your family, I suppose.
Yes,
don't
and
you?
They become like your family.
Yeah.
And we're a one great big dysfunctional family.
Until they piss you off, which very much is like your family.
But we don't have arguments, so that's all fine. So, in other news...
You're just very particular. Let's not do it now.
In other news, Mike and I, we've been freshly decorated.
Oh, have you?
Yes, we've had the decorators in.
Oh, okay.
However, lots of drama. I mean, they didn't do a brilliant job the first time around. I had to get them back, but this is a comedy podcast, so won't talk about that.
No, go on, tell it. I'd hate to do a beer tradesman at your house.
Well, you know...
God help any tradesmen that have gone to your house.
We were having the hall done, all the woodwork, the ceiling, the architrave, the skirting boards, the doors.
Because I were having mine done as well.
No, because we needed it done anyway.
Okay.
And we've been in the house 3 years now, so we thought time for a fresh lick. And we also were having the bedroom done. Again, walls, ceiling, doors, blah, blah. 3 days, they quoted me for the job. Day one, they turn up at 2. So I'm like, okay, but there were 2 of them. So I thought, okay, fair enough. I didn't realise there were going to be 2 of you. So you'll work at double the speed, fine. On the Friday, they said, we'll be with you at 11. So, okay, I mean...
Oh, they'll never there on to ever.
Well, what time do you think they turned up
probably
on the Friday?
Probably about 1 o'clock.
6 o'clock in the evening.
Are you joking? That's
six
quite bad.
6 o'clock in the evening.
Ours were pretty bad, but most tradesmen are like that. No, no offence to any tradesperson listening that might be on time, but...
Yeah,
they
I'm sure there are
They'll be there
exceptions.
At 9. By the time we've had the breakfast, parked the van, got all the stuff ready, been to Tall Merchants, it'll be about 10:30, 11.
Yeah. Anyway, and they worked until about 11 o'clock on the Friday, but we checked into a hotel because they were painting the bedroom, so we didn't want to inhale the fumes that night. So we thought, well, we'll check in elsewhere. So they sent me a video at 11 o'clock at night with, like, here we go, you know, it's all done. And to be fair, it looked really good. Wet, but it looked really good. But, you know, fair enough, it's fresh paint. We get in on the Saturday morning. It was horrific. There were patches. I'll show you photos after this. Patches, white marks. And we were going a really deep blue. The same blue you've got in your kitchen. But we were going for that blue, which you only saw when you came to my house and we had the sample.
I'm not getting into it now.
Patches. I mean, anyone could have done a better job. So I had to phone and say, come back. And to be fair, he did come back and it looks very nice now. But on the Thursday, when things were going okay and they were doing the first coat and masking everything up, both... We'll just call them Bob and Bill for sake of argument. I didn't come up with names for them because they're not staying. Let's put it that way. Did I? Oh, yeah, I can't. No Drip Ned. I can't remember. I forget what the other one was called. But they were both talking about their love lives. And they were talking about heterosexual love lives. And they kept talking about girl problems and things they're asking them to do in bed. And I was in the study trying to work, probably trying to write. And they were... bringing in a...
What were they talking about?
A lot of heterosexual energy into the flat.
Heterosexual energy.
So the moment they'd gone, out came the Jo Malone that I was wafting through the hall, blasting Kylie, trying to exercise any particular
what were
residual.
Talking about? What
I suddenly felt the need to watch Top Gear. So I had to get rid of them quite quickly.
What were they talking about?
I was like, yeah, you know, she's just always in a mood. She was in a mood with me, and she's demanding attention. Like, you know, all fairly, quite frankly, quite, you know, reasonable things in any relationship, but they weren't having any of it. You know, I've got to work, I've got to put money on the table, haven't I?
God.
All of this. Oh, shut up. Talk about eyeliner or something.
She's got bloody headache every night. Not tonight, I've got
Well, they
headache.
Did. One of them, they did. So one of them, again, no drip Ned, started to talk about in the bedroom. And to be fair, the other guy, the head guy, went, shh. Because I think, actually, forget the fact that, obviously, I think they knew I was gay. But...
Really?
We were going bright pink in the hallway, so I mean, I hope they had a clue.
What gave them that impression?
But, regardless of that, it's not very professional at work to talk about that within earshot of others. So, anyway, we've been fully decorated now. It's all fine. It's a beautiful colour. Can't wait to show you when you come over, when I return the hospitality after we go to yours this week.
Can we stop building this up, by the way? Carry on.
Well, I'm fully expected to stagger backwards when I see your table.
Well, we come in today and you're like, I'm so looking forward to Friday.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Yeah,
oh, God, Friday, that's not still happening, is it?
And then Ben come in about 10 minutes later and went, really looking forward to Friday, guys. Kat is as well. Kat's already started drinking. She's looking forward to that much. So it's putting pressure on me. It's just a small gathering.
You'll probably can't. Ben, didn't you say you had a vaccine or something on the Thursday?
Get over that. That was 2 years ago. Jesus. I wept, and it was only for a curry. God, you really need to start letting things go. That was 2 years ago. I didn't come to yours for a curry. If someone cancels on me, I'm like, yes, I'm fine. You?
Do you secretly like it when people cancel on you? Are you a bit like...
Yeah.
Because there's a meme that goes around. There's nothing better than cancelled plans.
Absolutely. We're very different in that respect.
I see. No.
Because when people cancel on me, or people are like, oh, I can't meet you for a pint after work, and I'm like, yes. Because I just want to go to work, come home, get my trackies on and watch telly. That's all I want to do in my life. I know I'm very boring. Whereas you're out more than Kat. You're out every night a week. So if someone cancels on you, you take it to heart. You write their name in blood in some paper and book going, dead to me.
I remember Stuart. I mean, he reminded me of this only the other day. Stuart cancelled on me in Manchester, our executive deluxe luxury producer. And
how many execs have we got on this podcast?
And
us two turn up every day getting pissed talking about it. Anyway, go on.
He was socially dead to me for months.
And then, was, Jordan. He said I couldn't go to any more of his parties. I was gutted, I was. I was looking forward to going round and having some food and some company.
And then he commissioned Sex at My Boss, and then I had to talk to him.
I did. Did you actually fall out with him before that?
I didn't fall out with him. I just stopped inviting him to things.
Anyway. So, yeah. But my meal, can we just... Everyone's putting me under loads of pressure for it.
Okay. Are we allowed the menu? Are you still doing a chilli?
I'm not saying it's a surprise.
You are still doing your brownies, though?
Yes.
Because I'm not coming. If you don't do brownies.
Oh, that's actually very nice. You love my brownies.
I love your brownies. To be honest, you don't need to do anything other than brownies.
Oh, okay. Are you going to come and fucking spill wine everywhere like you have done last time?
Yeah, you tell me where you've got new carpet and I'll make an extra effort to spill it.
So we're just saying when we're meeting next week to record next week's episode, and we usually do it on Friday, but I'm going into full Wendy North mode next Friday. I'm going to be stressed. Get the bleach out. It's got to be spotless. I need to do outside. There's a load of shit outside that I need to sort out. Yeah.
And actually, for this week's weekend release, can you remember a couple of episodes ago, we were asking for alternative parlour games because we were going to paint Ben like one of his French girls. Lube wrestling.
Weren't we
going to
do a bit of lube wrestling
as
well?
Yes. Or Monopoly deal.
Traitors.
Or traitors.
Yeah.
Or all sorts of other things. So we've got some suggestions that the G and Divas have sent in. We'll do those on the weekend release.
Oh, okay.
But great. Thank you for those. Everything else all right with you?
I'm doing Soccer AM.
What's that?
At the time of recording. So I'm a bit worried. So I'm on Soccer AM this weekend.
Oh, it's a programme.
Yeah,
right.
Soccer AM. Big programme.
Just because you just say it in a silly voice doesn't mean I'm going to know it.
Always worried because, A, I love football, but I can't play it. And you've got to do some football game. You've got to do some football-based tasks. You've got to do the top bins. You've got to hit the ball in the top bin. And B, I'm like, do I go?
Sorry, I don't know football very well, but I don't think they're scoring things into bins.
Yes, they do. If you score,
it's a goal.
If you score a goal in the top left or top right hand corner, people say top bin. And on Soccer AM, they've actually got bins screwed into the corner of the, fitted into the corner of the goal. This is like fucking telling an alien that. This is like telling an ant how a telly works. I'm getting nowhere here.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm worried about that, but also like, do I wear my Burnley top or not? Is it a bit 32?
Yeah.
Beer belly? Should I wear it or not? Do you not think...
You'll probably wear a Burnley pin badge or something,
no,
won't you?
No, I don't know whether to wear my Burnley top or not.
No.
Oh, it's an hard life, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What Soccer AM on?
Sky.
Ah.
Well, trust me as well, the weekend I'm going on, they're putting it on an hour earlier.
Why?
Because...
Just to annoy you?
There's a footy match on or something. So, yeah.
How dare football get in the way
I'd
of a
love
football
to take you on Soccer AM. We should go on.
I'm not like your mascot for exams.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a mascot?
No.
Talking of Tallulah's doing exams, did you ever take a mascot?
No, the girls did, but in
I
my
took
school,
some of my Beanie Babies.
Yeah, I bet you did.
What?
For exams, just what? To have a little mascot.
In my school. I mean, I know I'm not advocating it, but in my school, if you were a lad and you took a mascot in, you probably would have got battered on way home.
Oh, you see, yeah, but private school, everyone brought them in.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Mm.
I bet they did.
Why?
Yeah.
My friend Sebastian had a little Fabergé egg as his mascot.
A Fabergé egg?
Yes.
Did I tell you, have I told you this? Have I told you about this before?
What?
So when I was doing one of my... when I was doing one of my exams, you had to have a see-through pencil case, didn't you?
Yes, in case you were cheating.
In case you were cheating.
Yeah.
So I pulled my... Have I told
it's
you?
Fine. I think there's a statute of limitations on your GCSEs.
Well, I don't know.
So they're not going to take them away from you.
I pulled my pencil case out, took into the exam, and it was full of pubes.
What?
I don't think I've ever told you.
Why?
Because the night people. I've told you this. The night before, I was really, really stressed and flapping.
But I don't get how they got in the pencil case.
I'm about to tell you. Listen, and my mum was like, "You'll be okay." And I was like hyperventilating. So my brother thought it'd be funny to shave his pubes and sprinkle them into my pencil case.
Which brother?
It's my older brother,
Ryan.
And do you know what the worst thing is? The worst, so I get there and I'm like flapping about this exam, and he just joined the army, so he would have been about 18, 19. Mm. And I just open them straight away. I pull my bag out straight away, and it was all in there, full of pubes, like literally sprinkled in, like really bad. And I just knew straight away, I knew my brother and my teacher I didn't like. I said, I'm going to have to borrow a pen. He went, we've told you, you must bring your own pen. This is not good, Jordan. No, how are you going to... This is your last year of school. And I just went, my brother's sprinkled his pubes in my pencil case. If you don't believe me, I'll get it out. And he gave me a pen and a pen and a ruler. And people wonder why I am. And it was one of those as well, where I remember going home and, my dad holding me back because I wanted to punch my brother, even though he would have absolutely battered me.
Because you were... So what age were you?
I was 16.
Right,
so
it was GCSEs.
He would have been about 19, 20.
Yeah.
He were on leave from army. And it was one of those other times where I come home and both my mum and dad were pissing themselves laughing. The other time I remember is as well, is I was about... I think I've told you about this. I was about 8 years old. And we were just leaving my grandma's. I had my favourite Enid Blyton book. It was one
Your
of...
favourite Enid Blyton
yeah,
book?
Yeah, I know. Was...
Sorry, let's don't break character. What the heck's...
So I used
what
to...
was your favourite Enid Blyton?
It was, like this big, it was a beautiful... You know, I used to like reading, and so my grandma and my mum and dad used to get me... So it was this...
Yeah, but I didn't put you as... I put you as like a horrible Henry.
Yeah,
sort of
I
person.
Read all them and stuff, right. But it was like a really beautiful book. It was my favourite book.
Is it The Magic Faraway Tree?
No, it was like one of loads of short stories.
Okay.
And I opened it. And I've told you about this, and I just burst out crying, right? And my mum's going, what's up, what's up? And you know when you're crying and you're so worked up, you can't get your words out. And basically on every page, it was the most beautiful book. Ryan had drawn a willy on every character.
Oh, Ryan.
My mum and dad had to pull car over for laughing. How bad's that?
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, he was awful. He was awful. We're really good mates now. What? Has that made you feel bad? I don't.
I feel, because it's Enid Blyton.
It's character building. So, yeah.
Well, I'm more cross about the book.
But that was what my older brother was like. Anyway, so where have we gone from there?
I don't know how we got into that.
Yeah,
no.
But oh, mascots, yeah. My brother shaved his pubes into my pencil case on me.
Right.
I can't remember what the exam was. I think it was my science exam because I was shit at science.
In my GCSE drama, it's now coming back to me. I
did James shave his pubes into your pencil case?
No.
Oh.
But also,
I'm sure.
I mean, I don't want.
I'm sure there's. We've talked about this before. Sorry to interrupt. I'm sure there's therapists that listen to this and just pleading, come and see me, Jordan.
Yeah.
Come and see me.
They can get four houses in the Algarve with you and all your problems. In my GCSE drama, we had to write. So there was like a practical where you acted, and then in the actual exam, you had to sort of write about either. You either had to write about acting and how you have chosen to act, or you could had to write about scene design and set design. And guess which show I wrote about the set design for?
Go on.
Really? Really? Do you really?
Keeping Up Appearances.
No, which show?
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Yes. Because I had only just seen it at the time, and I wrote about Jolly Holiday and how the statues come on and off with the sort of the, I don't know what the technical word is, but the sort of the screens going across.
Just
come back to me that.
In year 10 and 11, I used to go in an hour and a half early before school started to set the hall up for the exams, and we got paid in vouchers.
Well, you set the hall up?
Me, Rick, Siraj and Tejas. Oh, it's Scott as well, and Scott. So you'd go in, the start of school, you'd get in for about 8 o'clock, half 7, okay. 8. You'd put all the chairs and tables out. I did this, it was great money for year 10 and 11. And then at the end of the school day, you'd put the... I'm away because the hall was needed for other purposes.
And would you do rows?
And they gave me, I think I got paid, honestly, I think I got paid about £300 in vouchers.
Wow.
At the end of the term. So I got them for Top Man. Rick was really clever.
Yes.
Got them for Morrison's and then swapped them with his mum and she paid him money.
Oh.
Because she used to shop at Morrison's.
Clever Rick.
Mm. Anyone else do that? They paid us.
So you'd what, put a table and it was individual.
So we had
ones.
we had this weird trolley that you put all the tables on and you pull them out, individual tables and chairs, yeah.
And you had to do straight rows?
Yeah.
You were in charge of making things straight?
No, I think Siraj was in charge, actually. It was me, Siraj, Tejas, Scott and Rick. Oh, Jay Hawkins as well.
Oh, him?
Yeah. It was Jay Hawkins as well.
Love Jay.
Good lad, Jay. Got me into Red Hot Chili Peppers. I am wittering today, aren't I?
You are.
I am wittering.
I had so much other things to talk about.
I
feel we've done it.
No. Can I just say, I had a very happy childhood. I mean, I was tormented by my brother, but yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Did you ever have a typewriter when you were younger?
A typewriter? Not a complete cliche.
Your brother would get on top of you and go, do on your chest and slap you on the face. Wing nut?
No.
Wedgie?
No. We've talked about the violence in my house. I hit my brother over the head with a croquet mallet by accident. That was as far as it went.
God, we were always battering each other. I bit my brother's bollocks once. I got grounded for a week. We were proper scrapping. And he had me in between his thighs, my head, right? And he was choking me. Proper choking. I feel like this is therapy. I was like banging on the floor for my mum to come up. So I had no else to do and I just bit his bollock. And you've never heard anyone scream like it. It was like a dying banshee. So my mum come up, had a go at us. And I got grounded for a week and he choked me to death. Anyway.
I'm going to save everything else until next week.
No, sorry.
No.
Go on, carry on.
Well, I've been hustled by the vicar. He turned up for our lunch date.
Tom the vicar?
Yeah.
Who you was having an affair with that time?
I'm not having an affair with Tom the vicar, but you thought I was having an affair with Tom the vicar. And he turned up and he went, I'm really sorry, I've left my wallet back in the vestry. And I said, it's absolutely fine, I'll pay, not a problem.
All vicars do that.
Yeah, and do you know what he then does? Right at the end... Oh, look what's here in my pocket. Oh, I'm so sorry. He ordered the most expensive thing on the menu.
Of course they do. All vicars do.
Lobster Thermidor times two just for him.
The lobster had a name.
Lobster Thermidor?
Oh,
It's like lobster with cheesy sauce on it. Yeah.
Yeah. All vicars, they go around for like afternoon tea. They don't expect to pay all. It's part of the job, isn't it?
I'm going to write to the Archbishop about it.
Don't grasp Tom. And it's what part of the, it's one of the perks of the job. You're a vicar. Everything does everyone for you. You get free tea, cakes. Does he have a lot of cakes? Because he's very slim.
No, he doesn't have that many cakes.
Is he quite restricted?
Yes.
Is he?
Does he? Very good diet.
Does he?
Yeah.
What?
Well, he's got a very good diet. I don't know what it is.
Veg and God and holy
water. Thermidor. He's doing Tito. You did Dry January. He's doing Dry 2023.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yeah.
Tom, if you're listening to me, what's the point, man? Tom, Jesus wouldn't want this.
I don't think you can tell a figure what Jesus would want.
Tom, seriously, Jesus would not want this. Tom loves a drink just as much as me.
Tom makes you look like Mother Teresa.
I'm just glad Tom wasn't there when Jesus was feeding the 5,000 because half the wine would have been gone because of Vicar Tom.
Only half.
Yeah. Tom, please, don't.
Please.
Don't. He enjoys a drink.
He does.
Yeah.
He enjoyed. Well,
good. No. Do you know what? That's not good advice. We will support you and be there for you, Tom. And if you want to do sober 2023,
then up to you. Shall we go to William's etiquette etymology of the week?
Yes, please. I need to listen back to this episode because there's going to be a lot I want to cut out.
Here's the jingle.
It's William, the etiquette geek. His knowledge is quite unique. He'll give you manners, a subtle tweak. It's time for William's etiquette-etymology of the week.
This week, why are plates round?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What?
And if you're still listening after these messages, I'll tell you in a minute.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. I don't know about you, but of all the mysteries on God's green earth, I've always wanted to know why plates are round.
Well, you know, because you get square plates now and all slates.
Get everything but a bloody plate these days.
Well, yeah, quite.
Can I have a full English? Yes, please.
Well, to be fair, in the Middle
Ages... Here it is, on a shovel.
In the Middle Ages, there was a fashion for rectangular plates at royal banquets, but only the top table had plates. Everyone else, so the top table, you know, the royalty, the aristocracy, they would be having plates, and they were made of metal or sometimes ceramic or wood. Everyone else, however, had trenchers. And what do you think a trencher was made from?
Mud.
No, it was made from a round loaf of bread. So they would slice the bread.
Oh!
And sort of dig a bit out.
You can get them in Manchester now. There's a place where you can get soup in a big...
Yeah, well, it's basically going back to the Middle Ages, which is often said of Manchester. But the... I used to live there, I can say that. And I say it with love. But the...
They used to do those Yorkshire pudding wraps as well back in them days?
I don't think so,
because they're very in at the moment. Yeah. Anyway.
But, you know, when you look at a plate, a conventional plate, it's got that slight dip in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of going back to trenchers, because they would... Your stew or whatever you had would sit, and then obviously because it was stale bread, you would then sort of eat your stew and then eat the bread... And eat up. But also, I mean, it's got, you know, we've been using plates for thousands of years. There are ceramic wooden plates. They date back 6,000 years. And one thing, however, they were all round always because it was a very efficient, elegant shape. So when you were creating the plate, it was just a practical shape to use. So whatever the material, it was always round. But trenchers, bread, that was round too. You didn't have square loaves. It was very difficult, which is why I have an aversion to square plates. I much prefer a round plate. But when you next look at your plate... When you next look at your plate, think of a piece of bread, because that, if you were in the Middle Ages, is probably, unless you're an aristocracy, is what you would have been eating from.
Okay.
I like to think that's interesting.
That is interesting. I'll give you that.
It's better than a joke that we heard in Series 3 again. Sorry, that was so bitchy. I'm sorry. No, you look really offended.
I'm not offended at all. I'm not.
You know that book?
Yeah.
There is a subsequent sequel, and I think we should buy it for you.
Oh, okay, there you go.
It's my birthday
coming up soon. Oh, it's my birthday next week.
Yes, but you don't want Tat in the House, is what you've told me.
Tat in the House?
Because I said I was going to bring you something, and you said, no, we don't want Tat in the House.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm only joking. Please don't get me a rat master.
Do you know what I'm going to buy you?
Genuinely, you don't have... Just bring your good selves. I don't want out.
Do you know what I'm going to buy you?
Go on.
I'm going to pre-order you a signed copy of the Help I Sexed My Boss book.
Oh, great.
Ben and I are going to sign it for you.
Gee, William, where would you get that from?
I'd probably go to sexedmyboss.com/book.
Okay.
No, I'll bring you something more exciting. If there is anything more exciting.
Okay.
I've got the best card.
You've got the best?
Oh, you've
for
got...
him?
Why? What? You don't have to get me out. I'm stressing about this. When is my birthday? What day is it now?
It's the 14th of February. God. It was last year, and I think it will be next year.
No, because if it's a leap year...
It's still going to be the 14th of February.
Shall we go to the listeners' questions?
Yes. This is from a William. Do you know, I don't know if we've had many Williams write in.
Did you ever used to watch Williams Wish Wellingtons?
Yes!
He used to look like you a bit, that little
he
boy.
He did!
Williams Wish Wellingtons. Wellingtons! I know you want to have some fun, Williams! What about as well?
Yeah.
That just came to me. Did you ever watch Kipper the Dog? Mm. He can do this and he can do that. Not like a toad, like a dog, like a dog.
Is he the same as Biff, Chip and Kipper?
That's Kipper the dog. No, that's a toad, not a frog. That was it.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that. Anyway, this is from William, but not me. Hello, Messrs. Hanson, North and Cartwright. Now, do you know what Messrs. Is? Little etiquette moment here.
Oh, Christ.
Messrs. Is how you address two men. Now, that's whether they're brothers. So, you know, the Messrs. North, for example, if I was writing to you and your brothers. Mikey and me, you could be Messrs. Hanson and Worrell. Or in this instance, Messrs. Hanson, North and Cartwright. It's short for Messrs. I hope this finds you well. My roommate has been dating a woman for a while. However, I have found on several occasions that things of mine have gone missing, mainly money, but also food and drinks. I have caught her on a couple of occasions and told my roommate, who has asked her, and she has denied everything. My roommate has taken her side, even when I have shown him what is missing, and refuses to believe she would do that. As you can imagine, I dread when she comes over, as I'm concerned about my things disappearing. What can I do? Regards, William.
So she's a bit light fingered.
Yes, that's probably why your friend likes her.
Mm.
I would...
This is quite serious if someone's robbing you.
Yeah. To be honest, you don't have any solid evidence that would stand up in court here. So I think you do need to be a little bit careful. You either don't go out and you kind of stay in your room and watch and monitor. You could get a camera within your bedroom. I think that's absolutely fine. It's your space. You can push a motion detector
camera. That's a good advice.
Or you get a safe. And anything that's valuable, you put in, even if it's not the most secure of safes, it's just sort of like a locked box, you put it in that.
Or get a lock on your room if possible and start putting stuff in there. But also, like, not okay that she's going in and robbing you.
No.
But yeah, try and get your door locked. I know people will be listening to this and going, well, you shouldn't have to. I know, but it is hard to prove. So just make sure everything's away.
Yeah. I mean, it's not pleasant.
If they're using a bit of milk and food, that's annoying, I know, but they're robbing money.
Yeah, but it's money. Mm. I mean, that's also, who has loose cash? William, go cashless, potentially.
Okay.
This is from Gary with two R's. One is not enough. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I work in a very small company and happen to sit at the desk next to my boss. My job is very demanding, and although I enjoy my job immensely and work with a wonderful team, I'm always extremely busy and often cut short my lunch hour to ensure I stay on top of my work. However, my boss, as lovely a lady as she is, just loves to talk. As I don't want to cause offence, I give her eye contact and listen intently to her tales of new kitchen calamities, the joys of grandparenting, and her dilemmas of where to go on her fifth holiday of the year. However, as these chats tend to last a good 10 or 15 minutes, and on average occur 5 to 6 times a day,
that's annoying.
My work productivity suffers hugely. My boss even has, on occasion, asked why I haven't been as productive on a particular day, and I'm too polite to scream, "It's because you won't stop bloody talking to me, woman." Do you have any suggestions as to how I can either cut short the next chat with her so I can get on with my work, or tell her I'm really busy and we can talk later? Many thanks and keep up the great show, Gary.
Gary, first of all, that would be me. If I was working next year, I'd be that woman. I'd never shut up. I just wittered on her.
As we've seen today.
But that isn't... That is... So do you. That isn't okay, especially if your boss is noticing you're not being productive. So, A, I would say next time your boss mentions that why you've been as productive today, you need to say it's because, handle it delicately, but you need to say to your boss...
Well, we've had lots of chance.
Yeah, just say, no, I find it distracting. Could you suggest to your boss that you move me, but without any causing any offence, just say I'm going to move him over here or...
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Are you finished? Sorry.
Go on.
Headphones.
I was just going to say, also, pop some headphones in.
Even if you don't have anything on?
Just pop your headphones in.
Pop them in?
Pop them in. Yeah, headphones, but speak to your boss, your supervisor.
Well, I think this is the boss.
Or it's little things like, I'm really under it today. Just say little things like, I'm under it today, so I'm just going to crack on. Say to him, I'd do this. I don't think I'm being rude. I'm not going to be able to chat as much today. I've got loads to crack on with.
Mm.
Just say something like that.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but I've got loads to do today.
Yeah, but I think headphones. Headphones is the universal symbol for don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
He says wearing headphones during a podcast. But other than that, at your desk, I would say headphones are a good signal.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Mia. Hi, William Jordan and EPB. I hope you can help me with this dilemma that is one of the weirder things that has happened in my life. I was on the train on my way to London and the carriage was fairly quiet. At one station, a couple boarded the train and sat in the seats across the aisle from me, in full view. They seemed to be quite touchy-feely, and I just thought, wow, they look like they're in love, how sweet. They were cuddling and giving each other little kisses for quite a long time. Bear in mind, this was a 3-hour train ride. It started to get a bit annoying, but I decided to ignore it as it's none of my business. However...
Love is love.
Later on in the journey, the girl put her head in the boy's lap, as if she was going to sleep. But he proceeded to cover her head with his coat whilst giggling. My naive self thought nothing of it, but then I was brought to complete shock when the coat started to move up and down and some questionable noises were being made. I had headphones on, but my nosy self had to turn them off.
I mean, you would.
His face was also doing some questionable things, which solidified the fact she was giving him a blowjob.
She was sucking him off, I thought so. I thought as much.
Well done, Sherlock.
I was getting there, yeah.
So was he. I didn't know what to do or say. I decided to leave them to it and let them have their fun. But my question is, what is the correct etiquette for train shenanigans? And if you see it, what do you do? Many thanks, Mia.
I mean, if it's quiet and you get a bit horny, just go in the toilet. If it's quiet, But don't be getting...
I don't think you do it in a public space.
Don't be giving blowjobs on a public space and the carriage.
We take the train sometimes.
I've never sucked you off on the train. Canal, where's this going?
No, no. But what would... OK, let's pretend we're sitting next to each other on a train.
Where the hell is this? I don't want to do this.
No, don't mind out of the gutter. We're sitting next to each other and the couple that we don't know sitting opposite us...
thank God for that.
Jesus. Leave your deeper, darker fantasies to yourself.
In your dreams, sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Hello, sweetheart.
Right, so they're going. This is what I do. I'm like, William, have a look. Have a look.
I can't look. There's a nice Burberry coat over the top.
Oh, my God. I think she's giving him a... I think she's giving him a blazer. She is. Oh, my God. She's giving him a blazer. Oh, my God.
What's a blazer?
Blowjob.
Oh, right.
A blazer.
Well, what do we do about it?
Well, we just crack on and...
Do I ask to swap seats?
Pretend it's not happening. Why would you want to swap seats? I mean, you probably did the right thing there.
Or you just kick the guy, maybe, gently, under the table and go, guys, can we not, please? Maybe you do that. If they're of a similar age, you say...
What if
they
asked you to join in?
Go to the cubicle. Well, I mean, logistically, that's very difficult on a train.
Well,
there are only two abreast.
You just...
Yeah, but, Jordan. I Gene Divas, I mean, watch this on YouTube if you want to see what Jordan just did. But that's not appropriate. If you are however in love you are with whoever you're in a relationship with, anything, whether it's blowjobs or anything else sexual, other than a little peck on the cheek or on the lips if you're feeling a bit frisky, that's it in a public space. It's not your train carriage. It's not a private. It's not a private space. It's a public space. Have some decency.
Mm. Save it for the bedroom.
Exactly. If you absolutely must, if you really think you can't go into a cubicle and lock the door, but be quick because other people might be needing to use the cubicle. I wouldn't advise that, but that would be preferable to what Mia had to witness.
Anyway, we any more for any more?
No, I think we'll end on that. I mean, it's still slightly more at market than last Tuesday's episode, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's all right. At least they're not getting igloed on a train.
No.
Then you would have to call the police, I'm afraid. Someone was iglooing on a train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone was iglooing anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's vile. Mm. Look.
It's really... I can't watch that video back on...
It's disgusting.
Remember, we'll be back on Friday. You can listen every Tuesday and Friday. Watch us on YouTube every weekend and get us all week on your socials. We're at Sexted My Boss.
We'll be back on Friday.
See you then.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.